Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site and fm1032.com.au.
Well, Sons of Cora are a Victorian-based band who've recently been touring the country to promote their brand new album, Resurrection. They're very unique in the fact that their lyrics are taken directly from the Book of Psalms in the Bible. Open House producer Kirsty Lee caught up with the band members, Matt Jacoby and Jaden Lee, and she started off by asking them how the band formed.
We actually started 14 years ago. I've been saying 10 years for the last 4 years, so let's amend that to 14 years. I was at theological college with a couple of friends of mine and studying the Psalms and doing some translations of the Psalms, and it just seemed like a good idea to put music to them. We're all musicians, and so the band's gone through a few different incarnations through then. I've been along all the way, and Jaden's been going for a pretty good innings, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's 5 years.
So this sort of lineup has been for the last 5 years. So this has been probably the most the fullest version of it, I guess. Before then, we hadn't toured so much as a band like we do now.
And what kind of feedback do you get from people? Like, it is a very unique thing to just be using Psalms. What do people kind of tell you about your music and what they think of it?
Generally, we have very positive feedback, actually. Sometimes I feel like people are being too nice.
Someone's paying them?
Yeah. But no, we have very positive feedback. And the thing that seems to come back again and again is, people come up to us, especially after we play or something, and they'll sort of, exhale, and they'll say, "That was so good," and they'll say, it was so refreshing. We often get that. People, I think, they find something different at a level of substance that they may not be finding anywhere else. And that's probably because we're putting music straight to the Word of God, and that's what we've made, a bit of a discipline as with this band. There's something that comes through that, and people are able to experience and work through a lot of, the whole spectrum of emotions through this stuff. And so I think people who are going through hard times, utter despair, I think they tend to connect with what we're doing a lot, because we really confront lamentations, like the lamenting psalm. And I think that a lot of people can't find that in many other areas with Christian music. And not that we necessarily consider it Christian music. We're really, it's Christian because we're singing from the Bible, but we're really wanting this to be useful to anyone, and so we often get emails and talk to people, and that's the feedback we get, is that it's helped them connect with the Word of God and God through that.
And there's Psalms of praise and there's Psalms of lament. What are some of the themes running through the Psalms that are reflected in your music?
There's a strong dark light sort of theme that goes through the Psalms. You have almost what I would call that resurrection experience happening again and again in the Psalms, the movement from place of despair and fear right through to a place of confidence and joy. And that movement is enacted over and over again in the Psalms. And I think that's one of the really significant things about the Psalms, is that you see the inner journey of faith. So you see it not expressed in doctrinal terms necessarily, but you see it expressed in emotive, in emotional terms. It's the Christian faith viewed from the inside in that sense. And so the Psalms are just a gift to us in that respect. I mean, they're amazing in the insight it gives us into, this is what our faith looks like from the inside. This is what it feels like. And this is the journey of faith from despair through to confidence, from lament through to joy. And so you have that. A lot of people say, look at the lament psalms, say, oh, they're a bit depressing. But, the psalms overall, I think, hold a real key to a rich and very deep spirituality that is so multifaceted and covers all the whole range of human experience, but involves that actual movement of faith. And I think that's the point. I see psalmists beginning where they are, expressing their grief, really letting it all out, but actually going somewhere from there, declaring things about God, declaring truths about God. And then, you know, there are many lament psalms, for example, which declare praise and thanks before anything's even really physically done. But the actual movement of faith just gets to that point where it's as though it's already done. And movements like that I find just fascinating about the Psalms. I think they have so much to teach us.
Do you have a favourite psalm?
I don't know. Do you have a favourite child?
Yeah. I don't have any children.
I think there are psalms that
really.
I think there are psalms that are more meaningful to us. Possibly psalms we relate to more than others. I think 128 is something that's very personal for me and my wife. Is a really important psalm.
It's a beautiful psalm. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord, the one who walks in his ways, and it describes the blessedness of the person. Psalm 139 is a really profound psalm, and we've just started performing that actually. But probably I would say a psalm that has impacted me the most would be Psalm 73. It's like the Book of Job condensed into a psalm, and I find it fascinating.
How's it impacted you?
Well, it's the journey of a man who realizes that who thinks that good things should happen to good people and bad things that should happen to bad people, and it's written from a point of view of terrible suffering, such that he can't understand, he can't see that it's any fault of his. It's just complete confusion, and I've been at points like that in my life where things have happened and I can't make sense out of anything. And this person has this encounter with God in the psalm, in Psalm 73. You know, he says, when I tried to understand these things, he nearly lost the plot. And he said, until I entered the sanctuary of God. And it's as though the windows of eternity open up to this psalm writer, and he has this experience. And then he says these beautiful words that we sing. He says, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. And he says, whom have I in heaven but you, and the earth has nothing that I desire besides you. And it's just the most profound, it's such a simple but profound point, and for me the pinnacle of biblical spirituality.
And who are your musical influences, would you say?
You want another hour?
No.
Goodness me.
I've listened to... I love soundtracks, movie soundtracks. I love the way that they paint a picture. It's almost visual. You can listen to the movie soundtrack. You can picture what's happening. And that has been the thing probably more than anything else that I've gotten ideas and influences from for this. I mean, I listen to a lot of different sorts of music, and not everything has influenced this, but I've also listened to a lot of sort of ethnic music, and that's the other thing I love about soundtracks, is the mixture of ethnic music, like for example the Black Hawk Down soundtrack. We're big fans of that, and the way that they mix in those North African sort of sounds and the contemporary.
Because you do that a lot in your own music.
Yeah, we blend a lot of ethnic sounds into our music.
You're about to perform Psalm 125. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular verse?
Well, Psalm 125 is traditionally a song of ascents. It belongs to a group of psalms that were traditionally sung by Jewish pilgrims on their way to the sacred feast in Jerusalem, and they would traditionally have these songs that were, you know, preparation songs for that pilgrimage in different sorts of ways. And this is one of those. And so you have the imagery, those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion. And, of course, they're on their way to Mount Zion and looking up at this great, you know, fortress on the, you know, up in the hills. And so it's great imagery. You can sort of imagine them looking and singing this song. So Psalm 125. Thank you.
endure forevermore. Forevermore. As the hills surround Zion, scepter of the wicked man, it will not remain. Over the land of the righteous, it might lead them astray.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.